Email todayradio@rte.ie.
Now, this morning, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has taken part in a phone-in on talk radio station LBC, where he said the UK was through the worst of COVID-19 and asked the public not to blow it now, folks. Pubs are due to reopen in England tomorrow on a day dubbed Super Saturday, and the Prime Minister has urged the public to enjoy summer sensibly. Well, let's take a listen to some of what Boris Johnson had to say this morning when he was asked about his father travelling to Greece via Bulgaria during the lockdown.
Even your own father has broken the restrictions by going to Greece. Listen, what will you say to your father?
I think you really ought to raise that with him. I'm very, very pleased that the overwhelming majority of the British population...
Yeah, but are you disappointed with Dad?
I'm very pleased that the overwhelming majority of the British population...
You're not going to give me one comment on Dad?
The overwhelming majority of... No.
Can all men in their late 70s go off to Greece,
I think the overwhelming majority of the British population have understood what needs to be done.
Boris Johnson also responded to claims made by the EU chief negotiator Michel Barnier that talks broke up early between the EU and UK over British intransigence and their lack of respect.
I've had some very good conversations with friends and colleagues around the EU. You know, I'm a bit more optimistic than Michel is there.
On the grounds of?
Well, I just think there's a good agreement to be reached. But obviously, if we can't, then we will have the very good option also of an Australian-style arrangement.
All right, well, this interview is against the backdrop of a local lockdown since Monday in the city of Leicester to try and combat a spike in coronavirus infections in that area. So are other UK cities going to have to follow suit? We're joined by Enda Brady from Sky News, who has been in Leicester all week. Enda, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Good to speak to you.
You too. And before we get to that lockdown there in Leicester, we might start with the phone-in Boris Johnson gave this morning. What's the reaction been to that?
Well, I think people here, certainly in England, are hugely excited about tomorrow. You know, July the 4th has been a date in the diary to look forward to for quite some time. As of tomorrow, people in England can get a haircut, they can go to the pub, or some restaurants will reopen, cafes, life coming back to some semblance of normality, albeit with social distancing. And I think today, people listening to the Prime Minister on the radio will have been struck by one phrase that he used: let's not blow it, folks. That was what he said. So progress has been made, but critics are arguing that, you know, opening the pubs on a Saturday, a lot of people are saying this should have been done on Monday, and then, you know, it would have been a drip effect. You know, people obviously work, those who are going to work, they would have had Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. You know, people could have slowly got into socialising. The big fear is that tomorrow, as soon as the pubs open, people will go out and consume alcohol and social inhibitions will go out the window. That is the big, big fear.
As I said, you're there in Leicester and that has been in lockdown this week, and Sky News has been reporting that other areas of the UK are likely to face local lockdown also. Do we know which areas those are and when they might be announced?
So the government has drawn up a list of 36 towns, cities and even boroughs inside, say, for example, London, where they've seen a spike in COVID cases in early June. Now, Leicester is the first place to be put into a local lockdown. People there were very disappointed, the business community extremely upset and frustrated because they've been hammered financially and they really needed to get going again this weekend. Other places, Bradford is being considered. Just looking at the list, Windsor and Maidenhead, Portsmouth, boroughs in North London like Brent and Wembley and Harrow. These were all places that saw a significant sharp spike in COVID infections in the first 2 weeks in June. So the government have monitored it very, very closely, and Leicester is the first place to go into a full local lockdown. So it's really interesting, the conversations I've had with people all over the county of Leicestershire this week. So the city itself is completely in the lockdown area, and then you've got small towns and villages on the outskirts, like Wigston, for example, residential area outside 5-6 miles outside the centre of Leicester. That will remain in lockdown, but then drive the other side of the railway lines and you come into a place called Blaby, and that's outside the lockdown zone. So, you know, in real terms, you know, are people really going to stick to this invisible line? That's you wonder how it's going to be policed, that someone living in, say, Wigston can't get a haircut or a pint tomorrow, and yet they've got friends living a couple of miles away. The temptation is to hop in the car and go see your friends.
Just lastly then, and do we know why the Asian community has been so badly affected by the coronavirus there?
So the UK government and all the scientists here say that they're still trying to understand COVID-19 and understand why the Asian community have been so disproportionately affected by it. There are many, many theories. One which keeps occurring is that quite simply, the National Health Service here, there are a huge number of black, Asian and minority ethnic doctors, nurses, frontline healthcare professionals, paramedics, drivers, cleaners. You know, the health service, a significant chunk of the staff of the NHS are from the Asian community. And of course, they're going into hospitals and care homes every single day, putting their lives on the line, and they're far more likely to pick up the infection. But you're right, it has disproportionately affected the Asian community across the UK. And I think in time, as scientists understand more about COVID-19, we will perhaps come to learn why that has been the case. But it's just, we're not out of this yet. I think that was the Prime Minister's message this morning. And, you know, his critics are arguing that all along he has said that good old-fashioned common British sense will get people through. And a lot of people are wondering, you know, some of the events we've seen here over the past couple of weeks and months in terms of outdoor street parties, people gathering on beaches, common sense hasn't seemed to have been that common at all.
Just briefly, and is there a change in quarantine rules coming up for Britain?
Yes, so there's an announcement at lunchtime. My understanding is the Transport Secretary, Grant Shapps, will detail a list of 50 countries where people will not have to quarantine coming into the UK, and people from the UK will not have to quarantine there. Obviously, Ireland was a special case. We were given exemption from day one. But this is all aimed at getting the tourism and travel industry, hospitality sector, back up and running here and across the rest of Europe as well. So the big holiday hotspots for British travel makers every summer, Spain, Italy, France, they will be top three destinations where people will not have to quarantine. And of course, you know, if you look at any of the travel companies, they've been online for days now, pushing holidays and the fact that people can travel again. So
expect
an announcement about 1 o'clock.
All right, Enda Brady from Sky News, thank you so much for joining me this morning.